Blog Talk Radio.
You got a little stop streaming?
Mm-hmm.
we got to get it connected again. Live stream off.
Yeah.
What, it automatically just come back on?
Yeah, I did. Then stop the stream. I just go ahead and stop sending to it. So you can start to load.
Trying to get this feed back up. We can see you now. Really? You can see me and we can't even see you.
Yeah, it's just that one.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's working right here.
Yeah.
All right.
We're good then.
Well, I don't. Technical difficulties, call it whatever you want. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Back on track.
Well, one thing for sure, it's good to be in the land of the living.
Yes,
and that's the same thing we hear. Making sure. I was looking for that. All right. Well, hey, Monkey Bass is in the house. Hallelujah. Man, I ain't seen you in a while. Don't know what's going on. YouTube got it out for me. They literally got it out for me. Oh, mercy. My subscriber count finally went up after about 4 months of being suppressed at, what is it, 202, 500. Now we're up to 227, but I tell you what, man. Hope everybody's doing well, and I hope that everybody is growing in the grace and in the knowledge of our soon coming King, Yahshua, Jesus Christ. Well, everything is going well for all of us that have somewhat prepared. And, you know, you have to understand, I've always told straightway the community as a whole, can y'all hear me good? Let me know if y'all can hear me good, because if you can't hear me good, then we'll go ahead and cut that AC off. Or maybe we can cut it down on low. Let's see how that do. Yeah, there you go. That should work for us then. Oh, y'all can hear me good. All right, good. Hallelujah. Well, I've always told the people here on the land, now, we're pretty tight, but we used to have it where we always had a spare bedroom. The spare bedroom was for in each home, and that was for just in case the proverbial crap hit the fan, and then all the people who have made the sacrifice to move close to the community, that they can actually get on the community and have a room, because we're going to be stacking up like sardines, because we have to have a police force, security force. We got to be able to protect each other. We got to have disciplined people. And that's just the way the Most High Yah has definitely spoke to me. Because in case we're trucking along and we're moving along and everybody don't end up on the community, the ones that moved around communities and stuff, they'll be the first ones to come up on the community. And of course, we'll be our brother's keepers. I did a video earlier this week. Did y'all see that video I did? 16.
Yes, sir.
I could have went to 25, 30, you know what I mean? But it was good enough. It was good enough. And I think it got the point over. A couple days later, man, I went out there and seen somebody else did something like that. I think he had like 10, 10 things or something like that. But the difference is I'm not going to tell you to go buy no pigs. And they ain't got nothing. They, you know, I want everybody to listen to me for a second. I was going to do a video on this, but I greet y'all in the precious name of Jesus. I was watching Undisputed, a pre-recorded version of Undisputed with Shannon Sharp and what's his name? Skip Bayless. And of course, I remember this guy. I think his name was Tony Saragusa. He was a nose tackle, defensive nose tackle, played with the Ravens when Shannon Sharp got traded from the Broncos over to the Ravens. And, you know, I was listening, and mind you, I'm not attacking Shannon Sharp or Skip Bayless or anything. I'm trying to set a point here for a second. I really need y'all to listen to me very closely because our natural family members, they fall in the same category. Some of your friends and everybody else, they fall in the same category. But what's appalling to me is that we can get on national TV or social media, and we can say what type of good person this person was. He's a prankster. He was a jokester. So bless your monkey bass for you often. And we can say that, you know, they were very pleasant to be around and all this other stuff. But the one thing you can be sure of that the world will always do, they will never, ever, ever, and it's like this unspoken way that goes on out there in the world. Nobody wants to talk about if someone either had or didn't have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Nobody does. You can talk about all the accolades or how good somebody was. I'm sure Grandmama was very sweet, and I'm sure she could make the best apple pie in the universe. I'm sure that man, everybody thought she was just the sweetest thing that anybody could ever see.
Right.
But Grandmama wasn't filled with the Holy Spirit.
Uh-huh.
A lot of these people that are dying, that people that are alive giving all these accolades and words to, it's like you think you're going to live life absent and independent of the Most High. And then when you die, what is it? It's just going to be nothing? We lived and then we just died as nothing? I mean, it's obvious in this world, when you just look at the music industry and you look at the Christian churches, it's obvious that Satan is real.
Yes, sir.
And they make no qualms about it. Now, hip-hop is done passed up rock music,
yes,
worshiping the devil.
Yes, sir.
You know, Hollywood worshiping the devil.
True.
And it ain't no surprise to me. Because the book says, when he comes, shall he find faith on this earth.
Yeah.
And the faith is going to be so minimal. I mean minimal. That's the reason why the book uses the word remnant. Remnant. But everybody, you go to the funeral or wake or whatever you want to call it, and everybody has, they shed these tears. They talk about celebration of life. Everybody is in a better place. They talk about all this good stuff that they did and stuff, and nobody is even mentioning Jesus in the same breath.
Right.
It's like, you mean to tell me that while all you're gone and all these people in the world, they can say all these good things and stuff, and they're supposed to automatically make you a good person. But the book says there's none good. No, not one. And I'm going to tell you what the problem is. The problem is that we live in a world controlled by Satan. Because the only way you really truly can talk about the real Jesus is you have had to experience his love. Why don't all these people who are close to these people, why don't they mention about how wonderful of a believer that they were in the Messiah.
Yeah.
How that every time that he came around, All he did was talk about Jesus.
Right. Kept the commandments.
And keeping the commandments and living set apart and being holy. And why don't we don't never hear that? We don't never hear this. Never, ever, ever hear this. It's like everybody wants to ignore that the king actually came down and made the ultimate sacrifice for all of humanity. In life, you spurn and don't want to know him because you want to live your life independent of him. But the rest of the world calls you good. And the book says, no good, there's none good, no, not one. And you live your life independent of him, not keeping his commandments. But to everybody else, you're a good person. And, and it's like they're trying to appease your mindset that everybody's going to a better place. Let me tell y'all the truth. Everybody ain't going to a better place.
Come on, Chef.
Tell it. Come on, Chef. Tell it. Yahshua talked a hell of a lot more about hell than he did glory. You need to go read the book. And for everybody to sit up there and to ignore his sacrifice, the whole purpose and the whole reason why we are all here, every single one of us, whether you know it or not, nobody else may have never told you, but Pastor, I'm going to tell you. The sole purpose of you being born is to determine where you're going to end up. Now, all this extracurricular activity in between that, hey, you can call it what you want. But I'm telling you right now that there's a lot more people going to a living, burning hell than is going to make it to glory. And it's like the people, okay, let me get success in his life. Let me live my life. Yah, don't disturb me. Let me live my life. I'll be a good person. There ain't no good person. None of us. There's only one that's good. Yeah! And they try to appease the conscience and mind of people that everybody's going to a better place. And you never notice that everybody's always looking down on us.
Right.
No, let me tell you something. If you're in hell, you don't know what's going on this earth. If you made it to glory, you don't know what's going on this earth. What kind of heaven would that be if I could sit over there and look to earth and still see all this hell when I went to a place where there's no sin?
Right. Come on,
we ignore the accounts of the rich man and Elijah.
Yeah.
You got the rich man and Lazarus, and the poor man. You got Lazarus, the poor man, the rich man. Rich man fared sumptuously. And had it in ease and doing good all the days of his life. Afterwards, he went to hell. Lazarus, on the other side of the gulf. Somebody said, well, why? What is it talking about right there? Because Yahshua had not redeemed anybody just yet.
Come on.
Everybody was still, the righteous was in a holding place, waiting for their redemption.
Yes, sir.
Waiting for the king to come.
Come on.
And take the key to the king. And I know everybody got all these doctrines about soul sleep and all the other stuff. But I don't read that when I read the book. I don't read it at all. I mean, I'm going to try to stay on point. Can I get a pen here for a second? See if there's a pen up there. I don't want to digress here. I'm going to stay on point. All right? Let me just talk about this for a second. Let me talk about this world and these churches and everybody is deceiving you. Nobody is giving Yah the glory. Everybody wants to enjoy you, but they won't enjoy you without your Yah. And I'm telling you, they have sold you a lot. A satanic life. A damn bill of goods. Ain't it amazing how your family wants to get along with you? Now, your family wants to get along with you, but when you go over there to meet, when you go over there to talk with them, the only way that you can get along with them is if you don't mention Jesus.
Right.
But every time you turn around, they'll be talking about you. Oh, the good Lord. Oh, the good Lord. You know, and boy, I tell you, would you just please pray for me?
Yeah.
Why should I pray for him? He doesn't know damn good.
Come on, sir.
Ain't no need in playing games.
Yeah.
Now, I'm telling you, these people have made you all to believe in a fairy tale and a damn lie. Right? People are comfortable in fairy tales and living lies.
Yeah.
When I went and preached the funeral of one of my cousins, man, you thought all them was going to try to pull some guns out and shoot the shit out of me for telling the truth.
How about?
I said, he gone. Yeah. This funeral's not for him. He can't hear a damn thing I'm saying. But you that are alive, you can hear it.
Come on.
And I know that all these damn lying-ass preachers up in this pulpit want to preach him into glory,
right.
But did he keep the command?
Come on.
Did he have the testimony of Jesus Christ? Was he filled with the Holy Spirit?
Come on.
Was he baptized with the baptism of fire? I don't ever hear nothing about that. I hear about all the so-called good stuff he's done in the wild in life for you, but I ain't heard no testimony.
Come on.
And then witnessed no lifestyle. So in hell, somebody gonna lift up their eyes. I don't have a level, and I don't have a heaven to help put nobody in, but damn it, let's just call a spade.
Yeah.
Let's call it for what it is.
Yeah, it's love.
You out here selling drugs, you get shot in the ass, and then your ass get killed, and then all of a sudden you gonna make it to glory?
Right.
You in a better place? Look at the devil, and the damn devil is alive.
Yes, sir.
And these people have made you trust and hope to believe in a lie. See, they won't, I think what it is they don't want you to experience the pain of emotion when someone dearly departs from you, and they want to appease your conscience and mind, and nobody wants to tell you the truth. Nobody loves you enough to tell you the truth. You know the reason why? Chances are because you're in the same shape and same condition that the person just deceased is. But I'll tell you right now, as long as that breath is past the Dow's body, you're going to get that truth.
Yeah.
I'm
now.
I'm going to get that truth out of here.
Yeah.
I've been on the other side.
Yeah.
Now I'm on this side.
Yes, sir.
Come on, tell them this side of the story.
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to tell you right now,
come on.
I'm not going to be mute. And I'm going to
help my friend.
And then you got these people thinking they can do a damn death bed repentance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
say a few words, magic words, and all of a sudden you're going to make it to the kingdom. Y'all is not mocked.
Come on.
And will not be mocked. You people are fools to sit up and believe these damn lies like that.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead and go with the masses and appease everybody's feelings and emotions and their conscience.
Come on.
These your sorry-ass family conscious and stuff. When they sit up and join that damn life, don't keep one Sabbath. Don't keep one Sabbath. Don't keep one commandment, but like you go on glory.
Right. No.
They're in a better place like hell.
Yes, sir.
Y'all ain't no lie.
No. Y'all not
man.
Lie.
Man.
Not
lie.
That's it.
See, at least one thing about this preacher. I love enough to tell you the truth.
Yes, hallelujah. Bless you, man.
What everybody's testimony of Tony Saragusa or anybody else that passed on.
Right.
If I don't hear nothing about a life of sacrifice,
ooh,
which is your witness of love,
come on. Goodness gracious.
Y'all love, he gave up his son.
Come on,
son.
Yeah.
Come on. Y'all love, no greater love. His life. No greater love, come on.
Yeah.
So you ain't laying down
yeah.
nothing, you ain't giving up nothing,
come on.
But all of a sudden you're going to let your sinful ass come and take glory. You got unregenerated mind. You still got a slanderous tongue. You're a talebearer. You're a backbiter. You're a false witness. You're a liar.
Ooh.
And you still think you're going to get in there and pollute the kingdom?
No.
And you didn't even try to transform yourself while you had an opportunity to live here in this test blood. All
right. All right.
All right.
All right.
This is a trial run.
To the time you're going into. Come on. Come on.
That you
only take one.
Get all the accolades you want in this damn world.
No, sir.
Become Elon Musk and be the richest man.
Go
and
ahead.
Still, in hell, lift up your eyes.
Yes, he was.
Your riches ain't going to deliver you.
No, sir. No.
Nothing.
Nope.
Only the blood.
Come on.
Come on.
Convert
none of them.
No, sir.
You got to realize your own self that you are wicked.
Yes, I mean wretched.
The day you were born, you were sided with the devil.
Yes, sir. Yep. Yes, sir.
And it was nothing but a favor and a grace of God.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Come on. Talking about them twice dead plucked up by the root, man. You're talking, man,
church.
Yeah.
But that's bad. That's bad. That's a bad choice.
Yes, sir.
So why not?
Yes,
if you hear the message, the day that you hear his
death,
our own heart, money, master heart. Come on. Come on.
Mm-mm.
See, the problem is, bad now. I don't like the way you preach, bad now. See, bad now, you are hard preaching all the way to transgressors hall.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah. I'm preaching. No, what it is,
yeah,
is y'all have missed the spirit of our people.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm preaching under the same option as the same.
That's us.
That's the spirit of
come
our people.
On. Yeah.
Go back and read the Bible.
Yes,
sir.
Oh,
you never know. See what they tore around the time. They tore around it, yeah. Come on.
Amen.
Come on. We here now, yeah. The son of the Yah, yeah. Come on. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Come on. Come on. I'm in the same vein as the spirit of our ancestors.
Yeah, of our ancestors. Come on.
Yeah.
Well, why ain't everybody else preaching like you? Probably because everybody else ain't a man of Yah.
Hallelujah.
I mean, what? You think Yah is going to send me to hell because you don't like the tone of my voice? Boy, damn, Isaiah finished it. Samuel's done. If we follow that damn line of thinking, y'all better put your head out your ass. I'm telling you that right now.
Yes, sir.
You better get your head out your ass and out this damn. I'm telling you right now, and stop with this damn fairy tale shit.
Yes, sir.
Back. I personally don't give a damn if your mom and daddy don't like the way I preach and teach. Who gives a shit?
Yes, mom, Shep.
If they can't hear me, y'all ain't dealing with them.
That's it. Bottom line.
I think I said all that to say this. Don't get comfortable in this life.
Hallelujah.
Falling for the lie of the world. Receiving all these damn accolades. You can't hear a damn one of these accolades when you're dead.
Yeah, dang.
Only thing they do is trying to appease each other
to
make your transition from life to hell easy.
Ooh.
Let me put a defibrillator on all our minds.
Come on, Pastor.
King David.
Yeah.
You know he's in the kingdom.
Absolutely.
King David.
Indeed.
David said, yea, do I walk under the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil. So do you know you're getting ready to transition? That you're going through that damn
valley?
And fear is going to be there?
Yeah.
But you better make sure that when you get there, somebody's walking with you.
Yeah.
Oh, you're the one that said I will never leave you. Lord, I should always keep with you, Lord. You better make sure he's there.
Yeah. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Y'all keep on touring around. That's a terrible shit.
No, sir.
I'm going to tell you one damn thing.
Oh.
Talk about me. Call me wherever you want.
Yeah.
But I will tell you this. One thing you're going to know. You're going to know that a man of y'all, a true man of y'all, is living in y'all midst.
Yes, sir.
You're going to know that.
Hallelujah.
All y'all is donating. Hey, thank y'all.
Man.
I love the way you preach because you preach the true word of Yah. Thank you. It's called tough love.
Yeah.
Because it's true love.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm telling y'all the difference between myself and Shannon Sharp, Skip Bayless, and every damn body else is I love you enough to tell you the truth.
Yes, sir.
I'm not going to sit up and celebrate your damn life when you live independent of Yah.
Yes, sir.
True. I have good things to say about you based on your service to the king.
Hallelujah.
Do you have the ability, possess the ability to lay down your life for your friend?
Come on.
What a friend we have in Jesus.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Yes, we do.
Yahshua gave up his life. He expects you to give up your life.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Reasonable stuff.
You hear that, son?
Reasonable.
Don't stand on. Everybody trying to find peace without him.
About time I embarrassed that chaplain. I ended up on the damn Colonel's carpet.
The Lieutenant Colonel's carpet. In the battalion, the highest in the battalion. It had the chaplain, first sergeant, platoon sergeant, XO, company commander, all of us in there. He had already had a few questions and everything. Chaplain sitting right there. And I imagine, I hadn't even been born again 3 months. 3 months! But met as well as a girl. I had spent every weekend, every night I was off in that book. I had encyclopedias. See, we didn't have no internet then. So I used to have to go to the library, rent books. I used to go to bookstores and get them. And I used to have to study stuff. See, I got it the hard way. I couldn't come in and click a computer and then just punch a button and then get automatic so-called knowledge.
Right.
I had to study to show myself approval of my God. Working and getting not saying right and divine words. I had to get it the hard way. The old-fashioned way.
That's it.
And man, they coming out. Man, I put that chaplain to shame. You know what that Lieutenant Colonel said? He says, well, Staff Sergeant now is not re-enlisted. He's already told you. You know what I mean? Everybody leave him alone. Do not touch him. Isn't that something? See, how many of y'all in the midst of life have been able to weather the storm?
Come on, Chef. Come on.
Anything that comes against the faith of Messiah, it's a test.
Yes, sir.
It's a test to see who you really, truly love.
That's it.
See, most people, they think about it. I had these other people, they said, well, I only got a couple more years of retirement, then I'm out of here. I said, damn, I'm 10 years gone, 10 years. Man, I've been out of Army longer than, almost 30 years now, 25 years. I said, man. I said, so, let me see, let me get this right. So you think that you're going to be able to go a couple more years, retire, to be able to have something for your flesh and your hide?
Yes, sir.
And you think that the Messiah will be sitting there waiting on the other end,
man,
when today is the day of salvation.
Come on, man.
Okay, I'm sorry, man. By the time I was 1 year into this, man, I'm telling you, man. Scholars and chaplains and I had people running left and right, brother.
Come on.
That word. Woo!
Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing, too, though.
Uh-huh.
It took Mother Carol about 3 months to come around. So I told her, you're going to take your ass home. You're going to do it my way, or you're going to do it trailways. Everybody ever heard of trailways? Trailways is a bus line that used to be in competition with Greyhound. You ever heard of Greyhound?
Yeah,
man. Yeah, there used to be a bus thing called Trailways.
Yeah,
that's right. And, I preached to Mother Carol, and these long story short, anyway. Mother Carol ended up getting the Holy Spirit, man.
Yeah.
She did not even want to go to sleep that night.
Ooh.
She wanted me to baptize her in the baptism.
Yeah, I'm good.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Bella. You hear me?
Yeah.
Old Mother Carol said, well, most of them said, I'm out. Okay, whatever you say, baby. Mother Carol stuck with me like glue.
Bless you, Mother. Bless you, Mother.
Not Elmer's glue.
Yeah.
Gorilla glue.
Gorilla.
She been with me when I didn't have a pot to piss in and a window to throw it out of and a yard to receive it. That she's been through every damn
thing.
Everything. Highs, lows, up, down, sideways.
Yes, sir.
I told, she didn't come to me and say, well, what are we going to do? Because, you know, we in the military, man, it's somewhat of security because you know what to expect.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I was doing pretty damn good. I was doing really damn good in the military. You know what I mean? And when I got out, we went straight to poverty. Then he comes up in the picture along with that. Dad down, he repented, man. Man, my dad and mama down. They've been faithful. They've been faithful to
me.
It was just us for the longest. It was just us for the longest. Kitchen table, one to teach.
Yes,
kitchen table. That man been with me. Man, now, you see, now, if you want to know what the book looks like, when it says that there's a friend that's thicker, closer than a brother. I got two natural brothers. Y'all hear me? When there's a friend that's thicker, closer than a brother, and there is a friend that loveth at all times, all you got to do is look over there and teach the same. All you got to do is look. Just look that way. That's all you got to do. There's a friend that's thicker, closer than a brother. There's a friend that loveth at all times. Not a couple times, but
all times.
I'm serious. He's been there. Been there. He's been there with me. Man, I'll tell you, I've had my dad down and my mom, and very few people have that.
Yes.
But I had my wife, mother girl, and my friend over here.
Teacher.
Friend. Long ass time.
Yeah.
Him and mother girl, unmovable.
Yeah.
Ooh, We got food. We got raiment. Therefore, damn it, we are content.
Yes, sir.
And everybody, yes. They want to accuse me. How can you take somebody money when they're giving it to you? And then, when are you going to unaccuse when somebody is giving, and then you turn around and give it back?
Right. Yeah.
I mean, don't the word say give.
Come on.
Yeah. And it shall be given unto you. Good measure.
Yes, man.
Press it down. Shaking together.
Yeah.
Running over.
Yeah.
Shall men, not no bunny tree, shall men, not money falling out of heaven, shall men, not no loan company, shall men give it to your bosom. Man, stop it. Y'all just there.
Stop it, man.
I'm done with this world. You see what I mean?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So a lot of people talk about, what's the accusation? Oh, he's just there. He's just there trying to take their money. How can you take somebody's money when he's giving it to you?
Yeah. Right.
Then what do you do? Where are all y'all accusers at when you see the prosperity of them who gave money?
Yeah.
And then now you see them on a community and on a land that's prospering.
Come on.
And not only just them, but three or four other families.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They're offering blessed so that not only them, but three or four other families.
Hallelujah.
Right. Oh, come on. Why don't y'all come out and accuse us of that? Accuse us of that. Accuse us of advancing the kingdom. Accuse us of taking the money and putting it in the right places and not in a bag with holes. We don't never hear those accusations. Like somebody gonna listen to some old nasty state Victoria Hardwick. Look at that name, Hardwick. It's hard, isn't it? It's the hard as we get. It's hard as we get. Hard and wicked. Damn son, a homosexual. Damn girl, a fat ass, pervert, whoremonger, adulterous ass, porn. Can't stop looking at this shit in your state. Let me stop for a second.
Yeah.
I don't mind shaming the wicked because the wicked always trying to tell on the righteous. Now, shall we begin?
Yeah. Come on. Mm-hmm.
Now we got Brother Ugly teaming up with Brother Mike. Oh, guess what? There still ain't no Joshua Brown.
Hey.
Shoot. That boy's good.
That
boy
is. Oh, yeah.
And Josh laid it down. Josh gave me the tape to pass. I like to sing a few songs. Go ahead, man. You know what my sons will say? They was like, oh, I'm praying for him. Oh, I'm praying for him. But like, you know how women, if you going to say you want to sing a song, we're going to let you sing a song. You sing a song, and you good, we're going to let you know you good.
Yeah.
You mess it up, we're going to tell y'all. We are faithful. It's the end season and out of season. Not purple. We just men.
Yeah.
We just men.
Yeah.
We just men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Not purple.
Shit,
you better sing, you better be good, because you ain't. We're gonna rip your, we're gonna rip you. Boy, the gong show ain't got nothing on us. Man, Josh sang no song, boy. Man, we like.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Go ahead, Israel. Go ahead, Israel.
Represent.
Shoot. I'm often amazed, though. Every time you turn around, y'all always replace it. Every single time. And that always been a sin already. He always replaces someone. Sometimes, and you know what's crazy? Sometimes you replace someone with the same name of a person that just left. We see that over and over and over again. He said he got plenty more songs, too. Guess what? We're going to listen to him, too. We're going to be ready to hear him. We're going to be ready to hear him. You can have a, if you can sing it long, you can sing 2-3 hours. We'll be sitting there watching, listening to him.
Midnight
Air. One thing about Straightway with the verse. Oh, hey, Josh. I also saw that song Somebody sent me a song you did when you was out there singing rock music with them people. I was like, damn, he did pretty damn good. He did good. That boy was singing good, too. He was singing, too. I can't say, I make a joke for noise. I make a joke for noise. But I can't sing. That brother can sing, though.
Yes,
sing, sing and play.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, just keep glory. Glad the Most High, I add you to the glory. Yeah. This is still true, man. Listen, I mean, this is really, truly behind. Have we not really, truly sincerely? Elder Rufus will tell you, type it in, Elder. We have literally looked for people more sincere than us. Now we're going to say, let's just get somebody, let's just see somebody if they're even at the level of us. Because if you want to compare resumes,
yeah.
And believe me, I know what the book says. You know, we don't compare ourselves amongst ourselves. We're not talking about you. We're talking about us amongst us. Not
right.
Talking about us and you.
Right. Yeah. That's
a
good point.
Not why. No, we sincerely looking for real, true Israelites.
Yes,
set apart, mean business.
Because
we know we mean business.
Thank
we
you.
Know we mean business. Let me tell you something, son. How old are you, Levi? 17. I was 17 for a whole year. Anybody ever been 17 the whole year? 17 the whole year. Now, I'm 55. I'm a few months from 56, right? So you check this out. I've been young, now I'm old. Never seen the rights of St. Louis team making break. Man, I wish I'd been able to come to God at 17.
Ooh, yeah.
The way that I'm here now.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
You know how much more all along now? I'm always good being
a high. But Yah does all things well.
Yeah. Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
This world is a lot.
Yes.
They got you thinking, yeah. The devil, he paints a picture. Go out there and do this. Go get your education.
Yes.
Go do this. Go do that. Go do
yes.
This. Go do that. And it all then genders towards death.
Yes.
What'd you call that? Let me see. It was under Ben Shalom. Bernanke, we had quantitative easing 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
Then Janet Yellen came in, 4, 5, and 6 quantitative easements. Now we got, come on, say this, man.
Right.
We got another Fed chair now. His name is Jerome Powell. He's the next Fed chair. Now, Teacher Chase said, we got quantitative tightening. So let me see. Quantitative easing, we had an laxative. You don't want to relax it when you're in the Romans. The stool softener. So we didn't raise the interest rates. Now we got quantitative tightening. Butt cream. Easter tightener.
Butt
cream. Teacher told me that before the show. I said, quantitative tightener. What the hell are you talking about? He said, for real. I said, hold on. Let me think about this. I remember what quantitative easing was.
Right, yeah.
That's when they was laxing interest rates.
Right.
Because all their money was breaking.
Yeah.
So now they're tightening up everything.
Yes.
How many times, if y'all go back and look at my videos over the years, how many times I tell y'all they're going to be raising interest rates? You can't have all this damn fiat currency, this money, I guess. You can't have all this out there in circulation. As the old saying goes, somebody got to pay the piper.
Yes.
That's the time we're in right now. Listen, I know you don't want to hear. I know you don't want to hear. We are in 8% and 9% inflation. It's going north of that. It's bad right now. It's going worse than that. But if you're prepared, it don't bother you. It don't hurt you at all. The book says, one wise man, by his wisdom, was able to deliver a whole city.
Yes,
just one.
Yes,
all you gotta do is just listen. Just listen. You ain't gotta listen. You don't have to know everything. Just listen.
Man.
If you can't listen, learn how to judge fruit.
Yeah. Yes.
If you can't listen, just learn how to judge fruit.
Yes.
I'm here for y'all.
Hallelujah.
He's here for you.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, we're here for you.
Yeah, exactly.
How much? Can I put it any better?
It's clear.
Can I make it any more way? We both still work our ass off. You don't never see this, bro, I ain't working.
Oh, yeah.
You don't never see us working. Oh, boy. I'm in a position now. I'm supposed to be in a position. I hope, pray to the Most High, y'all. I hope and pray. I hope and pray. Because I said by the time I was 50, I was done with all this shit, right? I'm 55, getting ready to hit 56 here. Don't seem like I'm done. Okay, that's probably good. All right? I had something in mind. The Most High, y'all may have something else. I'm hoping by the time I'm 60, we can pay this stuff forward fully, put it into the hands of competent people. That not only can I get some physical rest, but I can do what y'all call me to do. You know what I mean? Because I don't mind. I don't mind. He don't mind. We don't mind working. But we got other things we need to be doing for the kingdom.
I mean,
does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
We got other things we need to be doing for the kingdom. But you know what the problem is? Y'all want to hear what the problem is. If you want to hear what the problem is, type in one. If you want to hear what the problem is, type in one. If you want to hear what the problem is, type in one. The problem is we don't have enough people that has a teachable spirit. That's the problem. You ever have these people that act like they want to be taught, but then when you put them into it, they don't want to be taught. Because when they get there, all they want to do is murmur and complain. You just don't have a teachable spirit. I try to tell people all the time how to do shit. And a lot of times, the old Rufus and them will tell you. If I'm telling you something, a lot of times I'll speak in suggested terms. In other words, my suggestion is really the only way you really need to go, but I'm leaving you open to see what you're going to do.
Come on. Yep.
How you going to get the test?
Yep.
Yeah. El Rupert said once, he said 1,000 times, damn it, if you ever hear that man tell you something, if it's in the suggestion, it really in the suggestion, he's telling you what to do.
Yes, come on.
Never mind.
Go ahead.
Yep. I don't mind being dumb, so I got to be dumb. I'll admit I'm dumb. But you better take note, I've been with Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We're going to move on here just for a second. Man, y'all catch lines in this week? Man, dang it, I'm talking about. First of all, remember we had already mentioned about those 10,000 cows. Don't give me that damn heat wave shit. They got cows and yaks over in Africa. Don't they got cows and yaks in Africa? We've had heat waves over here in America. We've had them damn things over here. There wasn't no damn heat waves and shit that caused them cows. Listen, if y'all used to eating beef, you better buy a lot of them vegetables right now, a lot of fruits and vegetables. Because my family, I'm telling you, y'all eat fruit bowls, right?
Yes, sir.
We've been eating a boatload of Let me tell you something. In the Dow house and straightway, we be eating a living shit out of watermelon, grapes, bananas, oranges. Let me see what else we need. Oh, berries. Berries.
Yep.
We have ate so much. Matter of fact, I have not ate this much fruit in all the years I've been in straightway, and we ate a lot of fruit. Because you remember those times we used to have those peach trees, and they would bloom, and then we would just, I mean, the pears, they would, I mean, no peaches would come out, and that, man, we had peach trees. Mother girl used to line that whole band of stuff with peaches, man. We were just unbelievable. Our grocery store, Saints ago, going to the store, they weren't saying they were getting in the vehicle, turning the key. They were going to the greenhouse and going to the store. Mama Nelly still uses that term today. I'm going to the store. You know what you're going to. You going straight right out there. Man, we say we ate so much peaches, man. I thought we was actually turning a color of peaches.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing like eating food from your own land.
Yeah. So true.
Whew. It sure does help quit that grocery bill. Them eggs out there. What are they, a dozen out there? There are a lot out there. We have eggs down there in the dining hall sitting under the table as soon as you get there. There's saints that live off the land. You walk in that dining hall, you can pick you up a carton of tomatoes, of eggs. A couple of cartons, you can pick them up. Fresh eggs. Free. Straightway born.
A cheap price is $2.79.
Okay, so the cheap GMO modified eggs is $2.79 a dozen. You gotta be shitting me. Somebody paying $2.79 for some damn egg? See, I do live. I'm living in another world. I can remember eggs was like 69 cents a dozen. He said $2.79. Mother girl, she said $2.79 for real. That was the cheap one.
That was the cheap one.
So I can only imagine organic eggs got to be $5 a dozen. Got to be $5 a dozen. Well, I know our eggs are $5 a dozen. Our eggs are $5. I'll tell you what, I should be able to get $10 a dozen for our eggs. And all you got to do is go down there and look on that table at any time. There's probably about 4 or 5 cartons of eggs. I don't mind telling you. Let me see. I need. I probably eat about 2 dozen eggs a week by myself. Most of y'all won't like my diet because my diet is, if you don't have, Elder Rupert said organic is $5.88 a dozen. God dang. What the hell? They said in Napa, California, Brother Merlo says, Napa, California, $10 a dozen. That's California, though. That's California. That is California, though. What was I getting ready to say about it? What was I getting ready to say about it?
Your diet.
Oh, y'all won't like my diet. Y'all won't like it. You remember I was talking about most people live to eat rather than eat to live?
Yes, sir.
Boy, when you saw something out the breakfast in the morning, oh, geez, good God, mercy me, Jesus. I'm even tired. I've been tired for a long time. Oatmeal and eggs. And sometimes I break up the monotony. I get oatmeal and I say, okay, fried eggs hard. Now I still mix it up in oatmeal. I just scramble them. Okay. This time oatmeal, cut some bananas up in it and put me in like 3 egg whites and a yolk. That's my breakfast almost every single morning. And don't y'all believe these assholes out here telling you that the damn yolk, the cholesterol, give you high cholesterol level. The yolks are there to help you for your digestive system, dumbasses. I'm trying to help you. And then you got these damn people out there, well, eating eggs. You eating embryos and every damn thing else? Probably is. The only one damn thing, I've looked at the law. No prohibition. We ain't eating babies. Blast some of y'all asses off. Organic brown in Huntington, $4.26 a dozen. High farm, $5 to $6 over here. We'll keep doing what we're doing. We'll keep doing what we're doing. Mm-hmm. Brothers, hey, our cows over here, right? It's time to move our cows to the back porch. Y'all got them back there? Man, I went back there the other day. That field is full of fescue and clover, and man, that thing is thick. Them cows, they're living in heaven back there right now. And we go back there to train, don't shoot the cows. We got all kind of targets up back there, too. Shoot the targets, but not the cows.
Them cows are living good. Y'all been back up that fort and seen all that? Man, they'll have it mowed down before 3 days won't it. How many cows is back there?
Seven, eight.
Get about a week, man, they're going to mow that shit down. They're going to mow it down good, too, because that thing is thick and it looks good. It looks really good. If you was a cow, you'd be going to move, too. Huh? Be, oh, yeah. Oh, that there's clover everywhere. They go, oh, they enjoying that one. Come on. Hey, Summer, somebody come in here and top me off here. All right, let's move on to a modern-day events here real quick. So check this out. The Supreme Court scalped us. First of all, gave us a big-ass victory. Y'all see my video, right? I'm telling you, I thank the Father that I've been able to influence people to move out of New York, California, Washington State. Matter of fact, Amara, I'm telling you, I know you keep hearing me talk about it, but you're close. You're close, sister. You coming over here to your family. You're really close. You are really close. You better be ready to come. You better be ready to come when we call you, too. But, you got these damn little bitty-ass states. They ain't no bigger than a damn county. Delaware. Vermont. Maine. You know what I mean? All these communist states. And you ever notice that California, Illinois, and New York is always in lockstep? You put them three together, they have more crime than all of the other 47. You hear me? Oh, more than all of them. Hey, check this out. So, I wonder how New York is going to deal, because y'all already got guns. It's obvious, because y'all keep killing each other left and right, so you ain't paying attention to laws, right? How y'all going to deal with everybody concealed carrying nowadays? Down here in the South, laws have been passed to where everybody, hey, you can open carry without having a license or a gun class. Yet and still, y'all are the ones that are Dodge City. Not us. We good. It's obvious when you come on this broadcast, you can see we love our guns. Them guns are just like the Bible to us. We love them. Love them. Love the smell of gunpowder. We do. Love them. You think about this, though. These damn mayors and these damn governors of these communist-ass states, first thing they did, they'd be the first one to tell you, we got to obey the rule of law of the land. As soon as something goes contrary to them, you got nasty, funk-ass Pelosi out there. What a drunk-ass DUI husband. Y'all know all the other politics, right? You got all them up here talking about how bad the damn Supreme Court and everything is. And Clarence Thomas, you sent me that. Clarence Thomas, what he said? He said that these homosexual sodomites should get some what? Contra. He said contraceptive.
Yeah, we need to
revisit that law.
Yeah.
You know what's troubling me in all this? Y'all want to hear it?
Yes, sir.
If y'all want to hear it, type in three. Y'all want to hear it, type in three. Type in three if you want to hear. Because I'm telling you, this is the spade in a hole. This is going to change everything. So, you know that they're hearing all these cases, right? But the one case that still ain't came up yet?
What's that?
Polygyny. Still ain't came up yet. wonder why. Think about that, though. The most biblical and lawful, righteous form of lifestyle ever. It ain't came up yet. Not the Supreme Court. Think about that. Is that not amazing? All right. Next one is Roe v. Wade. If you go back into my archives, first of all, let me throw this caveat, addendum, disclaimer, all, let's just put it all in there. Right. Listen, Pastor Dow is the last one to ever condemn anybody who has ever been under the deception of natural man and have succumbed to this system. I'm the last one ever. Listen, we all stand in need of prayer. We do. But that don't mean I'm going to apologize for a damn thing I'm going to say, because righteous is still right. Isn't it right? Roe v. Wade. So now guess what we can get ready for? We can get ready for a population explosion.
Hallelujah.
Did y'all hear what I said?
Yeah.
We can get ready for a population. There's two things can take place. Either it's going to be a population explosion, or guess what? And I'm going to say this, too. I'm going to say this because I'm getting ready to quote some facts. Y'all see I got an article sitting out in front of me. I'm getting ready to quote not opinions, facts. I've always thought that Roe v. Wade was a personal genocide against black people. And I'm going to prove it.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to prove it by what they say, not what I say. I've always believed. I'm going to tell you what they say.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you the reason why. Why do you think that they wanted abortion in the first place? No, really. Come on. You won't be real. Let's get real now. Why do you think they wanted abortion in the first place? First of all, abortion is murder. It is, teach Luke chapter 1. We'll start at verse 39. You know we got the Bible and everything,
go ahead,
right?
Yeah, no, go ahead.
See, everybody today, they want to glorify themselves about not sacrificing their children. Because it's literally no fire.
Come on.
Today, they don't even wait for them to be born. At least in Molech days, they waited, you know, when it was sacrificed to the damn god of Molech. At least they was waiting for them to be born before they cast them to the fire.
Right.
Now they go in the damn womb. Damn assholes. You damn devilish ass assholes.
Exactly.
So, let's just see. If a baby is in the womb, let's see if it's got life. According to the Bible. Luke chapter 1, verse 39. Come on, teach.
And Mary.
And who?
Mary.
Miriam. The proper translation is Miriam. But we'll go ahead with Mary. But Mary, we got to Europeanize everything. But Mary, go ahead.
Arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste.
Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Into a city of Judah.
Into a city of who?
Judah.
Called Yehuda. Come on.
And entered into the house of Zechariah.
Oh, okay. Hold on. And she entered into the house of who?
Zechariah.
Now, this is significant. Because at this time, there's a pregnancy going on.
Yeah.
Two women pregnant. Mm-hmm. And anytime you read in the Bible where you got women that are pregnant or women, if they were a man of significance, they will often mention the mother.
True. That's true.
Are we right?
Yes, yeah. Sir.
Israel?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Reteach.
And saluted Elizabeth.
And she did what?
Saluted Elizabeth.
I'll tell you the reason why. Because at this time, Elizabeth was
father alone
in
her pregnancy than Miriam or Mary was.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we got two of the most, I'm going to use this word, hold on, you be here, the iconic.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Men that could ever be born of a woman.
Yeah. Come on, sir. Come on.
Johanna?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yahshua.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
There's something going on here.
Yeah.
Read on.
And it came to pass.
Say the
fast.
You good love for this. For real. My whole life has come to this point to have nothing but a love for y'all.
Hallelujah.
Yay, these 30-something years.
Yes.
That's all that life consists of.
Yes.
Y'all get this young man?
Yes,
that's all life consists of.
Yes.
That's all that life consists of.
Yes,
it's not real. I'm telling the truth.
Yes.
That's all life consists of. Read that part again. Deep sorry for y'all did, my brother.
And it came to pass.
Came to pass.
That when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary.
The greetings. Mary. Now, mind you, a woman is the only one that can carry two lives in her own body. Possibly three. She got her and a baby. Her and maybe twins. Are you following?
Yes, sir.
She don't have any life of her own. We got the seed. But we still got to have the ground.
Yes, sir.
Is that right?
Yes.
We have the seed, still got to have the ground.
Yes, sir.
God designed it that way.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Everything is proper order, proper plan. And none of it is without any significance.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Reteach.
The baby.
The what?
The baby.
The what?
The baby.
Let's read what the baby said.
Leaked in her womb.
No. It was outside jumping and dancing inside.
Yeah.
So let me see. The baby. When Miriam came and saw Zacharias and Elizabeth, the baby that was in Elizabeth's womb,
leak.
Yeah.
Imagine the baby that was in Mary's womb is younger.
Yeah.
But that baby did what?
Leak.
Showing it as life.
Ooh. Yes, sir.
Don't give me this shit. It's just a sale. You hear me? I'm going to tell you one thing, man. Remember I talked about positions?
Yes, sir.
Now, y'all know me. And my size, I tell you, I was supposed to be having been getting disability from the military 20-something years ago. I feel it with. I'm not, no grandiose, I'm probably a fool. I just hate doctors. You know what I mean? But, man, if I did not use this what y'all gave me, his car wouldn't have been here. Because we'd have lost him. We'd have flat out lost him. And teach to tell you over the years, we've had babies born here, and there's been many times I go, this one, I would say, take to the hospital dinner.
Yes, sir.
Mine just happened to be one, I say, come on, as a man of y'all, you think I want to say, go to, I ain't a fool, though. You understand what I mean? But, the Bible says that the baby did what?
Leaked.
In her what?
In her womb.
So the baby was alive.
Yeah.
And well.
And well.
It says the baby leaked in her womb. Just that degree in the salutation. Leaked in her womb, read.
And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit.
Now, hold on. Hold on now. Miriam comes walking through the door.
That's it.
Come on.
Right.
Take a picture. Take it out.
And Miriam comes in.
Yes, sir.
They have salutations.
Yes, sir.
All of a sudden, Johanna is yes. in the world. Ooh, Johanna.
Yeah.
Yeah.
King Rock.
Unless a man rapes you and forcefully take it,
which you see either kill his ass or turn him over to the police, which ain't too many women doing that nowadays. You should keep your damn legs closed, just like our grandmamas did.
Yes.
And our great grandmamas did.
Yes, sir.
So watch this. Listen very closely. This particular bill is going to force black women to stop being promiscuous.
Hallelujah.
Because to know that you getting ready to lay down with somebody to possibly impregnate you, you don't have the luxury to run into a murder clinic.
Yeah.
Anymore.
Hallelujah.
And murder a baby in the womb. You call them sale. We just got finished reading the scripture.
Leak.
The baby leaked.
Leak.
In the womb.
Yeah.
Bible.
Yes, sir. True.
The one thing about this law in America, it should end promiscuity. Women are forced to make better choices now.
Yeah.
You cannot just open your legs every Tom, Dick, Harry, Mud, Jeff, get some satisfaction.
Ooh.
Because you are rejected or you feel like shit.
Right. Come on, Chef.
You hear me?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Well, let's finish reading this article, right? Abortion kills 100 black babies every day in America. Abortion is not just a woman's issue, it's a human rights issue. Abortion is the number one killer. And look, they actually put it in red letter. Look at that, red letter. Red letter right there. Listen. Black lives in the United States. According to the Center of Disease and Control and Prevention, abortion kills more black people than HIV, homicide,
yep,
diabetes, accident, cancer, and heart disease. Come back!
Come by!
Come back!
Come on, man!
Hold on! I'm going to tell you, again, it's the holy grail of the Democratic Party. Because we already know worldwide that white people are having a problem populating. Black folks, they populate first. But black folks are populating because the women are so damn stupid. They're killing babies. Dumbass women. Hold on. Let me go on some more. In 2019, McNabb, they think I'm making this. I want you to read because they may think I'm adding shit. Start right here in 2019. Read that. Read that. Read it.
In 2019,
come on.
Black women had 38.4% of all abortions.
Stop
for one damn minute.
Y'all hear that? Teach you hear that? In 2019, black women had what? 38 what?
0.4.
Oh, hold on, hold on. In America, before he reads on info, black people in America only is like 12.9% of the population. At most, 13%. The Hispanics done passed us.
Yep.
And you mean to tell me that a dismal 12.9 or 13% that our damn dumbass, stupid-ass women are more responsible for 38.4%. 4% of them. Do you understand mathematics? So I don't want to hear that shit. It is a genocide.
Yes,
it's still depending on the black woman to destroy the black family.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I want to hear that shit.
Come on, Chef.
I'm putting numbers in perspective here. I'm going to say it again. Listen. It's even more dismal than that. I said that black people are only 12.9.
Mm-hmm.
That means male and female.
12.4.
Wow. You hear that? We're 12.4% of the population. You get that?
Yes, sir.
if you cut that a little over half, that means women are like, what, 6 point something of the population, yet they were still responsible over 38.4% of death and genocide. No wonder you women going to hell. No wonder y'all ass are going to hell. You don't have to open up your legs. You don't have to be in that position. But you're so kind of stupid, dumb, and rebellious, you don't want to listen to no doubt about it because you think you know every damn thing.
Come on,
Chuck.
Come on,
Chuck.
Right now.
Hallelujah. No, I'm cutting the numbers even more than what that is. We're only, let's just round out, 13% of the population. What is 13% out of 100? If you got 13% out of 100, are you following?
Yeah.
That means 87% of the population is ugly.
Yeah, right.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
87%.
Yeah.
Yet we're responsible for 38.4% of death of babies? So I ain't telling all your women now. You know what the problem is, right? See, women today, they don't want an educated man to have the ability to be able to make money.
Yeah.
Or a responsible man has the ability to make money. They want a damn thug.
Yeah. Come on.
And we already proved those numbers, too.
Yep.
Yeah. See, good, clean-cut men like us,
come on,
we're only responsible for maybe 3-4%.
Right.
But these damn thugs and these damn, that all the women they want, these damn weak-ass thugs.
Yep.
They want to let them lay the pipe to them who got 4 or 5 baby daddies. It's crazy. It's satanic. It's demonic.
Yeah, come on. Come on.
It's crazy as shit. They don't want a hard-working man like me.
Come on.
Or an educated man like you.
Come on.
They want this damn piece of shit out of here.
The
and all he doing is sit on his lazy ass playing PlayStation and Xbox.
Smoking
running hoes.
Smoking weed.
They don't want that shit. They don't want no responsible. Oh, you too square. Bitch!
McNabb, start from there. I'm going to try not to interrupt you here. Start from there. Here we go again. No, it's real talk.
Yes, thank you.
Real talk.
Yes.
Come on. And I'm using dark sources.
Yeah. In 2019, black women had 38.4% of all abortions.
And I'm sorry, bro. I cannot get past it. I literally cannot get past that shit. You hear me? I'm sorry, man. Father, help me. Please help me. Come on.
Despite African Americans compromising only 12.4% of the total population.
Wow. 12.4 what?
4%.
No, despite the fact that we only compromise 12.4% of that right there, them numbers are staggering. It should automatically, if you got any damn sense, it should automatically tell us that we, as melanated people, we are dumb, stupid-ass people.
Yes.
We are the most damn dumbest, rebellious,
yes,
stubborn,
yes,
stupid, stout-hearted, full of
come
shit
on
people that has ever been.
True.
In the history of damn mankind. If you can't even understand that kind of numbers. Oh, well, I'm all the amens in the chat room.
Yeah,
come on. Can't control these damn women today.
Man.
They smart, they're wise, and they're own damn conceit. Destroying nothing but families.
Yes,
read on.
In Michigan, black women make up of only about 14%.
How much in Michigan?
14%.
Read on.
Of Michigan female population. But they had 55.4% of all abortions reported in the state.
Did you hear that?
2020.
That was just in one state. That's in Michigan.
Damn.
You retarded ass, black ass women. 55. Now, mind you, in Michigan, you got whites. You have Hispanics. You have mixed races. You have Asians.
Yes.
Are you following?
Yeah.
You have Indians.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know you do it, Michigan. You're right next to Canada.
Yeah.
You got all these other different parts. You are over 55%, and you are less than what? 14%. Man, that's why I keep telling you, you dumbass. You women, I'm going to tell you straight up.
Come on.
Stay in your damn place. Keep your fucking mouth shut. That's what the hell y'all need to do, because y'all ain't built on nothing but damn destruction.
Yes, sir. Come on.
Y'all never use the F word.
Yes, sir.
I got to use it in this
yes,
one.
Yes, sir.
I got to use the damn strike word, the F word in this one, because y'all, this is bullshit.
Yes,
y'all are the cause of the reason why Israel is being destroyed.
Yes, sir.
True. Literally.
Yes, sir.
Where these dogs would go to open up your damn legs and want a damn hot dog come and stick in your ass.
Come on,
sir. Learn how to guard your shit.
Yeah. Opening the quiver to every other.
This is damn disgusting. This is disgusting as hell.
Yes, it is.
You disgusting. You really disgusting.
That's
the end of that one?
That's it,
shit. Watch this. I got another one over here. I got reported legal abortions by race of women who obtained abortions by state of occurrence. So let's go this route here for a second. All right. Let's go way out. Look. Isn't it crazy that in California they got NR, not reported all the way across the board? All right, so let's go somewhere else. All right. Let's go somewhere where people are going to be honest. Okay? Honest. Let's go to Delaware. Delaware. All right? You know how many black folks in Delaware? Teacher going.
Zero.
Ain't no damn black folks in Delaware. So in Delaware, white women, 0.43. Black women, 0.42. So, in other words, what they're saying is that the black women
are outpacing the white women in Delaware as far as abortions, and you know that their population in Delaware don't have that many damn black people. Curses!
Yes, sir. Come on,
class. Let me go to Tennessee. Let me find Tennessee. Woo! Oh, this is bad. In Tennessee, 0.39% of white women in Tennessee get abortions, but 0.51% of black women in Tennessee. You got to be shitting me. You hear that? Or y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
That's sad. Let me pick another one way out somewhere. That's sad. Let's go to Texas. In Texas, 0.26% of white women get abortions. In Texas, white women, black women, 0.28%. Curse is real. Something wrong with y'all ass. Something is seriously wrong with y'all ass. And yet, you want us to listen to you. You think you got a voice. A reason. This is bullshit. I'm over here now. I'm looking at Outcomes of Assisted Reproductive Technology, ART, by procedure. Oh, I had another article here. Got to find it. Where's the other article going? We get this other article. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Boy, the devil didn't want me to see this one. You know what? I'm not even going to read it. T-Shane. Start at the very top. Give it to them. Won't read this thing. Y'all ready? Y'all ready? Y'all ready? I hope y'all ready. I hope you're ready. Start at the very top, teach. Go ahead.
Black and Hispanic women are batshit crazy.
That's me. That's my comment. Black and Hispanic women are bat shit crazy. Come on, teach.
Let me quote you some facts.
That's me. Me. Come on, now we get into the facts. Come on.
In 2008.
Hold on. We're in 2022.
Yeah.
We're 14 years from this. Is that right?
Correct.
2008. Mind you, this is 2008. And you know that this generation is a hell of a lot more promiscuous. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. When you look for a woman, don't, first of all, you as a sinner, listen, you don't think about no damn woman unless I give the go-ahead.
I mean,
I'm serious.
I mean,
don't listen to no damn body else, because
yep.
I'm a good judge of character.
That's wrong. Yeah.
Nobody else want to pay attention to what I'm saying.
I will.
To the old hoary
yes,
head.
I will.
Let's go to the hoary head.
Yes, sir.
Look to the hoary head.
Yes, sir.
Come on, teach. Look. Watch it. Y'all really get shocked beyond all belief. My, Casper, Glory, Shabbat, and Shalom, y'all bless straight. Jubilee. Bless y'all. All y'all Israelites out there, bless y'all. Let's get on back to it. Come on, teach.
In 2008, black women received 30% of the abortions, even though African Americans are only 12.6%.
Stop, damn it. Anybody understand these kind of numbers, or is it just me?
I got
it. I mean, I'm pretty decent in mathematics. Elder Doug is a mathematician. I said I'm pretty decent. He even runs circles. He runs a hell of a lot more circles around me. I'm so dumb, I can understand these damn numbers.
Read that part again. It makes no damn sense.
see. Are you looking at this shit?
In 2008, black women received 30% of the abortions, even though African Americans only 12.6%.
You know the part of them, when they said even
though.
That letting you know how staggering it is. Because you know what? Remember I was telling y'all that black women are aborting black children at the tomb. I said 960. They go 1,000. Okay, so how many days are there in a year?
365.
360,000 children have been aborted for the last 50 years. So, let's try to see if I can pull up. Anybody got a calculator? Pull up a calculator. Then we're going to do our own damn math. Now, do 360,000 times, hold on, Roe v. Wade passed in 70, right? 50 years. So do 360,000 times 50. I know we had a billion.
365,000 times 50 is
18.2
million.
Y'all see what's happening with the population of America now? What is that saying? Let me go ahead and make it plain. The white people in all these European countries are having a problem with their birth rates. We can't have y'all niggas outbirthing us. So the holy grail of the Democratic Party is abortion, Roe v. Wade. So we got to kill the damn babies in the womb before we sacrifice them to Moloch. And get them now, because if not, they're going to outpace us. Even at that, you still can't do it because just the other day, I was up here the other day, out the Warriors, Golden State Warriors, NBA champions, right? They just drafted another guy. And I said, man, don't get me wrong. I have no problem with it at all because the seed produced out of his own guy, you follow me? But they just, Steph Curry, mix. Klay Thompson, mix. Draymond Green, only black ass. You got another one in there, and then Klay Poole, mix. You see what I mean? Mix. Are you following me?
Yeah.
I promise I don't have any problem with it because everything is still predicated on who the father is.
That's it.
You see what I mean?
Yes,
what I'm getting to is that we live in a time and a world where Satan wants to make sure that everything is vanilla.
Yeah. That's the truth, man.
That's what Satan wants to do.
Wow.
So you can't be able to discern a damn thing.
Yes.
And I told you years ago, the only hallmark difference between the Israelites and us today, what's going on in this world, is this shit right here. This damn woolly ass hat. Which, black women, what do you want to do? They want to go and put somebody else's hair in the head from Asia. They want to sacrifice their shit for damn Buddha or some shit. They want to straighten the shit out more than they and. And then they want to use the family court to overcome y'all. As men.
True.
To beat y'all ass in submission.
Yep.
I don't give a damn. And this has to be black, white, red, yellow, blue, purple, green, or brown. I'm not discounting the piece of shit of men that we already have. Because we got a bunch of gay, faggot ass men. Hold on. We got a bunch of gay, sodomite ass men. Bagots. Y'all get it, right? Teach. It's getting ready to get more staggering. And this is the depressing part of the mix. Go ahead.
Three black babies die from abortion at a rate of nearly 1,000 per day.
Y'all hear that? So we look at these babies as they're born. And we see all these babies running around here. They never had a chance at life.
Amen.
because of the spiritual retardation of a woman that made a choice to hold up her legs. Now, mind you, I understand. If you got raped, we get that. You understand what I mean? You've been violated. But now women are more thirsty than men. They're looking.
I mean,
they're looking for satisfaction or some shit. They look for no damn substance. Damn bitch-ass women.
Every fountain.
Every damn fountain.
Yep.
Every cistern.
Uh-huh.
Read. Hey! And I want you women to understand something. I'm not trying to condemn any one of y'all because that's where y'all at. Now you hear this truth, it's time to reverse this shit and add in.
I mean.
You have them going the right wheel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Reteach.
In 2008,
here we go again.
Hispanic women received 25% of the abortion.
Now hold on, damn it. Wait a minute. Didn't you just say that the black women were received 38%?
30%.
30%. And then the Hispanic guy, what, 25?
25.
That's 55%
yeah.
amongst the melanated population. That means the Hispanic women, y'all right behind us with your dumb, stupid asses. The hell's wrong with y'all? And those, now, on this one, they don't mind putting everything on the woman. Other than that, they want to saddle the man with all the responsibility. Oh, yeah, they do. Come on, teach.
Hispanic women receive 25% of the abortions, even though Hispanics are only 16.3% of the population.
Y'all understand that shit? So even out the numbers, if we're only 12, they're 16%. They done passed us up. They're on par with us. We're sitting at literally 60% of all abortions in America come from black and Hispanic people. Y'all chosen people, you dumb, stupid ass captivity. Y'all rejecting stupid ass people. Brutish. Just damn brutish. Read, teach.
Hispanic babies die from abortion at a rate of over 800 per day.
We got 1,000 with blacks, 800 per day. What kind of damn psychological warfare is this? What is this shit?
I mean,
and then y'all want to sit up there and bitch, moan, and gripe about somebody that's thundering. The voice of thunders.
Come on, sir.
You want to sit up there and bitch and beat.
Come on.
Man. What they had with Moloch pales in comparison what's going on today.
That is so true. So true.
They ain't waiting for the babies to be born and throw them.
No,
that's sick in itself.
Yeah.
It's even more sick when you can't even, as soon as the conception, you're trying to create more ways to go in.
Reach the matrix.
Mm. Say that again, teach.
Trying to reach that matrix, yeah.
Yeah, it is disgusting. Y'all need to keep praying for me.
Yes, sir.
Pray for me.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
And Elder Rupert says there's 33 million people in 50 years. Listen. Israelite women. I understand you may get ideas. Most of your ideas come from Satan.
you're the weaker vessel. You have a yachtly man, godly man in front of you. You better learn how to exercise some damn constraint and keep your fucking mouth shut. You're the instrument of cruelty that's literally destroying our damn nation. There's two times we use F-bomb.
Damn.
See, right. I don't use F-bomb twice in less. No, I use it three times in 30 years.
Come on. That's the tribulator.
Woo.
Defense of mind. Come on. You got to use certain words.
I don't even know. How much more can I say this? Get in your damn role. And stop biting off on this shit.
Yes.
What, you gonna keep on listening to Satan? Thoughts in your damn mind, submitted to it? Your own damn reasoning? Your own surmising? Alright, finish it up, teacher.
Combined lack and Hispanic abortion totals, 2008.
Mind you, you can double this shit. Now we're in 2022. We're 14 years removed from these totals.
Yes.
This is damn promiscuous ass generation. Ready?
360,000.
I'm done. In a year, right?
Black surgical abortions.
That's not including the pill, the morning after. That's surgically removed.
Oh,
that's 1,000 babies a day! And you want us to believe your ass intelligent. You ready to go out here and have all these damn babies by Nipsey Hussle. That someone's going to be responsible to put the blood, sweat, and tears to take care of yourself. That's bad business. That's bad business. Men of Israel.
Yes,
I want y'all to listen to me very closely. Men of Israel. I want y'all to listen to Pastor Dow real close. I understand. You want a seat. You want to advance. You'd be better off in this ministry. Wait until you 30, 40 years old to get a good woman. That'll deal with this kind of shit today.
Yes,
y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
You'll be better off just wait. I'm serious. Wait for a discerning man of y'all that knows cattle from his youth and tell you what a good one is. Before you plant your seed into any kind of damn field, just wait. You'll be better off waiting. Because the shit that we hear in here,
yes.
And it's not our numbers. That's the damn world numbers.
Yes.
Like Elder Rupert said, you better protect your seed. This is some bullshit right here. The book teaches every woman can receive any man. That means they don't give a damn how small, big, or large, they receive every one of them. Well, what is going to be done with that seed once that shit's been planted? You hear me? I'm going to tell you right now. What else tell a young man cleanse his ways by taking heed to the word of God? If you're a young man,
yes, sir.
If I give you advice,
yes.
And I tell you, you don't want to fool with that one.
Yes, sir.
It may not be nothing wrong with the woman. could be something wrong with the father and the mother.
Yes, sir.
You don't want to fool with that shit.
Yes, sir.
You hear me? Don't
yes,
fool
sir.
With that shit.
Yes, sir.
Don't fool with that shit.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Woo. Sorry, Deep Shane and I went in a generation where we had people in front of us informing us. But we in front of y'all informing y'all.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Your seed is precious.
Yeah.
Don't plant that shit in your goddamn dumb, stupid ass field. Who don't give a shit what sows it. Irresponsible ass. Y'all listen. Don't do that. Follow me as I follow Messiah. It's sad. You hear these damn numbers? You finish that? That's sad. I don't know if I can handle them. Come on, teacher.
Again, it says 360,000 black surgical abortions, 30% of the U.S. abortions.
You understand it, right? That's 30%. Cut that in half. But somebody just went. I'm going to round the numbers, 13% of the population.
Yes, sir.
Yet we're responsible of 30% of them abortions. That's not including Hispanics, whites, others, Asians, Indians, and you keep on going. That is a 100% genocide. Most people don't understand that word. What does that word mean, genocide? What does that mean, genocide? 100% total, complete annihilation of a species. This is sad. It's sad. I think y'all are doing something in this last-ditch effort before the getting cut. Because America is done.
Yeah, right.
It's done. It's been finished.
Yep.
It's been
that's
finished. Yep. So this law of the Supreme Court should end promiscuity in America. And maybe women will make better choices and stop all this whoredom shit. Because they got no choice. Either you want to murder a baby, or you gonna make better choices. We're gonna stop all this promiscuous, promiscuity shit. My body, my life, bullshit. From the very damn beginning, a woman ain't ever owned shit. Unless what her head says. I submit that the world's a hell of a lot better. Hey, we had a good broadcast tonight.
Hallelujah.
Don't want to keep y'all. It's just sad, though. It's really, truly sad when you put this stuff into perspective. As a young man, if I was your age, I heard his number, I'd be sitting there astonished. I'd be like, I mean, literally in the days, I'd be like, I'm going to tell you right now again, I'm going to say it once, I'm going to say it a thousand times, I'm going to say it one more time again. If you want to hear it, type in seven.
Seven.
God bless y'all. Appreciate everybody listening. I think we're the only voice of reasoning left in this damn generation. Man, here's your answer for number seven. Man, you are the prize. Especially if you're righteous.
Right. Hallelujah.
You are the prize.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
our seed can't preserve. A righteous man, your seed cannot be preserved any other way. You can't be. It's sad. Y'all get this? But other than that, we thank the Most High Yah for a beautiful broadcast.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! See y'all tomorrow morning, Shabbat. Hallelujah. 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Amara, you get ready because you're moving home.
Hallelujah.
That's good, sister.
Hallelujah.
She's moving home. We're going to guard her to make sure that she's a good sister.
Hallelujah.
She's a good sister. We're going to make sure she's a good sister.
Hallelujah.
Israel, we got to stop this madness, though. Do we really truly need to wait on the Supreme Court ruling to determine what's righteousness for us?
No, sir.
Well, we got the book of the law.
That's it.
Well, we got the book of the law. We don't need that shit. Y'all pray our strength in the Most High, y'all.
Oh, yes, sir.
We keep on bringing forth this truth. In this daytime and hour, Philippines.
Hey,
hallelujah. God
bless y'all in here.
In the house. Our sisters there in Kenya.
Hey,
bless
hallelujah.
Y'all. Over in Africa. Man. Y'all stay the course.
Yes, sir.
You hear me?
Yes, sir.
Be faithful brothers. There's nothing else to do. I'll give y'all a last word. Y'all got a word? Anybody got a word? None else. All right, with that said, we bless y'all in the sweet presence and strong and victorious and mighty overcoming name of our soon coming King, Yahshua, HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Shabbat Shalom. See y'all tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. The King is coming. Come on, team.
That's a sober-ass broadcast.
Yes, indeed. That's
sober-ass shit. That's so much love. That's so much love. Man. Anybody
want to do this?